This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hello and welcome to Idea Success with Sylvia, the place you need to be for the next hour for information and inspiration to turn your dreams into dollars, your concepts into cash, and your ideas into income and impact.
Hey, and hello. If you want to get your ideas or you want to help others get their ideas into action, you are in the right place for the next 60 minutes. And if you need to get out of your head and get things done, then stay tuned for the next hour. I'm Sylvia Henderson, the maven of implementation, and I'm honored that you've chosen to spend your most valuable resource in your life, your time, with me today. My show is about ideas, getting, clarifying, implementing, and supporting ideas. I interview people who've put ideas into action, realized their dreams, achieved their goals, and followed through with their intentions to bring you best practices that you can use right away to actively create your own success. And I interview experts in a wide range of fields who are resources for you to call on to make an income and an impact with your ideas. And that's who I'm interviewing today. Actually, this is going to be an interesting program today because my guest is Amy Ostigny, and she is one of two business partners in the Strategic Connectors. It's Amy Ostigny and Colleen Wheatmartian, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. I'll find out in a minute. However, what's interesting about the interview today and about the program today is that it's in two parts. Now, the name of the program is Let the World Know About Your Ideas Through Strategic Communications and Content. Now, that's a mouthful. But what it means is, you know, we have ideas. You have ideas. You have your projects, your plans, your programs, your new services and new inventions, but you also have those thoughts, those plans that aren't necessarily new, but you need to get them out of your head. You need to put them into action. And the way when I talk about ideas and when I take my clients through getting their ideas out of their heads and into action, one of the key tools that I talk about is communication. We need people to help us get our ideas implemented. And the only way people are going to know about our ideas is for us to communicate with them. So that's what the program is about today. How we get our ideas out, how do we communicate our ideas, our thoughts, how we get our content out in a number of different ways. And so the description for anybody who's not able to read it says, join me as I interview Amy Ostigny and Colleen Wheatmartian, co-owners of Strategic Connections, about how to communicate your ideas through email, but other electronic marketing, and book marketing. And then I'll throw in a few tips and comments based on my own successes with getting things done and messaged out. And I just want to check for a second who is on the line, because I see somebody joined me, and I just wanted to check to see if this is Amy or is this somebody else. Oh, okay.
Hey,
you're just listening.
This is Amy. This is Amy.
Oh, hey, Amy. Hello.
How
hello.
Are you?
I did. I'm fine. I wasn't sure if I'd have you live or if we were just going to have our conference interview. So this is great.
Yeah.
This is great. I won't have to fill in so much. So now that I have you live, tell folks a little bit about how, you know, we're about ideas. So how did you get to doing what you're doing now? You know, you had an idea somewhere along the line, somewhere way back, about doing what you do and having the business that you have. And then also working with a partner, which is also different from many of the people I interview. So how did you get to this point?
So Colleen and I have been in business and combined with award-winning marketing, PR, and writing awards. And our main goal with our recent Strategic Connectors, which launched last January, was to develop a training workshop, and we're doing a tour in 24 cities, of how business owners can get the word out through PR and media. And so we're going to Connecticut, Boston, and Windsor, Ontario, the second week of February, and we've got about 24 cities we're going to do this year. But on your show, when we worked on your show with today's show, we talked about the books that we've developed, the strategic winning tips that deliver results. Our first book that's been launched has been Email Marketing Tips. And that really shows people 40 tips of how to generate revenue through their email newsletters and other email tips that we offer. Many people are leaving money on the table, and we don't want them to do that. And our next book that's coming out is PR Tips, Strategic Winning PR Tips to Get Results. We know that getting TV, print, radio, media does, in fact, get you new customers, which results in new revenue.
Cool. And you're breaking up just a little bit, so I'm not quite sure how close you are to a mouthpiece or microphone. So kind of get a little closer if you can, because you were breaking up a little bit. Heard you, but I know when you and I were talking, it was really strong. So I don't want people to miss out. And so is Colleen there also?
She is not with us. I mean, she might be calling in, but I know we were. I'm here. Anything I can do to support?
Okay. And did I say her last name right? Wheat Martian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Wheat Martian.
Okay. Whoa. All right. And so, I believe. Well, let me tell listeners, because, like I said, this is a little bit of a different show today. It's not completely live on the spot with the entire interview this way. So for listeners, you need to know that Amy and I met at eWomen Network National Conference in Dallas in August. And I was doing some live recording. That doesn't make sense, does it? Live recording. I was doing the radio show live, but also recording the interview while we were at the conference. And so Amy and I did the interview there. So you're going to hear conference noise a little bit. You're going to hear us kind of laughing and chatting with people who walk by the radio booth while we were doing the recording. But then after the interview, I think I'm going to do the interview first, play it first, and then afterwards come back in and talk to you live, if you're okay with that.
Perfect.
Okay, so that's going to give you about 20 minutes to kind of sit and listen to yourself and listen to us with the interview. And then I've got some notes anyway from our interview, and we can fill in some blanks for listeners at the end of that, because I think the interview is pretty concise, pretty good. So with that, instead of taking a break, I'm going to play Interview with Amy Ostigny on eWomen Radio about email marketing, about books and getting them written really simply and really easily and getting them published. And why we want to do that, because I've done a couple of things that I was going to add to it at the end to just reinforce what you have already said. So here we go. Well, hello again. Welcome back to Idea Success with Sylvia. This is Sylvia Henderson, and I have a new guest. Sort of unusual for my program. I've got two guests on one show instead of my usual hour with one person, because I'm here at the eWomen Network Conference here in Dallas, Texas. There's all kinds of energy, all kinds of activity, and I'm finding all kinds of experts that are so cool that I can talk to and interview all in one place. And so, because, you know, we're about ideas, and you're here because you're thinking about how do I get my idea out and implement it. And this part or this segment is sort of, you've got an idea. How do you talk about it? How do you market it? How do you let the world know that you've got an idea or you've got a solution and the world needs it? And so I'm talking to, I'm going to call her marketing expert, but I'm going to let her say her name because I'm talking to Amy.
Sydney.
All right. And I'm sitting, rarely, like I said in the earlier segment, rarely do I see my guests when I'm interviewing them on the show. Usually it's calling in remotely, and I never see their faces. So you'll hear a little bit of playfulness. You'll hear some laughing because we're looking at each other now. I can make faces, and she can make faces, and we can kind of play off each other. So you hear the energy, I hope. So, Amy, I saw you. I met you here at the conference, and I wanted to interview you and share you with my audience because our conversation was about email marketing. And that was like a niche. It's, there's marketing, but then the niche is email marketing. I thought, I don't have too many people who talk about that. Kind of tell me, just tell the group, basically, first of all, how you got to doing what you're doing now. Bring us kind of up to speed on where you are today and how you got here, first of all.
Well, thank you, Sylvia, for having me on your radio show today. I started my marketing business 16 years ago. To help people get the word out, especially women business owners, to spread the word through PR, marketing, and social media. And I created with Colleen Wheat-Martian, my partner, we own the Strategic Connectors, and we felt that it was important to take our idea of writing books called 40 Tips, Ideas, and Advice. And it's a series of books. And the first book we just launched this week for the conference is 40 Email Marketing Tips, Ideas, and Advice.
Okay, stop right there, because you just said one thing that I'm thinking, I've got listeners who have had an idea for a book, and that idea has been germinating for, like, years. And you just said you had an idea for a book, and you launched it in time for the conference. What was that time frame? And what got you in action in order to do that?
So it actually went really, really fast to put together a book. Colleen and I sat down and we wrote our 40 tips. It took us about 2 weeks to compile the tips and the writing content of our book. Then we went to a resource called instantpublisher.com. And with that, their one-stop shop, we got our ISBN number, which was $99. We got our cover designed for less than $100.
Wow.
We put the whole book together for only $5 through the publisher. That included the binding and everything for our book.
Oh, my gosh.
And what I love about it is you only have to do a minimum quantity of print of 50 books.
Okay.
So it's self-print.
And you don't have to have 300 of them sitting in your garage.
Correct. That's what I love about that resource.
I need you folks to hear this because I don't want to hear anymore. I have this idea for a book and, oh, I'm going to get it done. And, oh, it's going to be, and maybe next year, oh, no. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I am looking at a quality, I will say, kind of trade paperback book that, you know, she's now got it. She's selling it here at the conference. And she's seeing productivity out of her idea in a matter of weeks instead of months.
Mm-hmm.
So stop sitting on those books. And that was a divergent from from our entire point. But it was like, whoa, I needed to make sure that.
Yeah, so how it worked is by the time we gave them online, basically you give them a Word document file, which is very simple.
Okay.
And it's formatted, and in 5 days we had the books back in our house. So literally you can do a book, your idea for a book, within a month.
Oh, my gosh. So we don't need War and Peace in 3 years.
Yes. So it's exciting. So we just want your listeners to know that if you have a book within you, then that is so easy. Take that idea and make your book happen.
So we've got this book, and you co-authored it with Colleen
Wheat-Martian.
And is that Colleen standing here staring
yes,
at me?
Yes, it is.
Well, hello, Colleen. And you can't—I don't know that I can get you on the same mic, but you want to like say hi on the mic? Hey, we've got two authors right here for the book.
So, Colleen, hi.
Hi.
And we're talking about your tips for email marketing and how, to me, this is a unique, you know, we talk about marketing, but you guys have written a book about email marketing, and I wanted to get people to be able to get their, think about how they can get their ideas out and use email for marketing. So, how did the two of you work together?
So this is what's really great about Colleen and working with Colleen. We call it the front end and the back end. So Colleen has award-winning writing skills.
Okay.
She is a content queen at writing, writing great content. What my skills are sales. I am great at selling the book,
okay,
fulfillment, marketing the book.
Okay, sounds like a cool
and
way.
And so we have a great collaboration.
Cool.
So, yes.
Cool. So, Colleen, tell me, how was it? What was it like for you to get to be doing this thing together? And you got to, yeah.
It was a lot of fun. We liked the motto, work, if it's not fun, don't, why bother doing it?
Hey, I like that, especially entrepreneurially.
Right, right. And as business partners, we take and work with each other and bring out the best in each other.
Cool.
So, yeah, Amy has a lot of ideas, and I take and run with it and write with it.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And so it's a lot of fun.
So there's hope for an idea person to actually partner with somebody who's the implementer, and instead of trying to be everything at once, kind of share that yin and yang.
Right, right.
Cool.
Right.
Well, thank you for walking by. You can stay and kind of lean over the mic if you want, or I'll just keep talking to Amy about some of these email tips.
So I just, it's really great for the listeners to know that you too can write a book within a month. It's really possible.
Cool. All right, so let's get into now, how in the world do I let the world know what my ideas are through email and help dispel the rumor that, oh, that email marketing is so passe. You need to move into other stuff because email marketing's dead.
All right. So I can answer that. It's easy. So I have found to generate revenue for my customers through their e-newsletters. So let's use one example. I had a builder as a client, and his suppliers, the window company, the roofing company, the solar company on the home, they all paid him to advertise. We're talking $5,000 they gave a contractor to advertise in his e-newsletter, as an example. So I think a lot of businesses need to leverage their strategic partnerships and have them advertise on their newsletter. Another example is an organization. They're making, we're bringing in $40,000 a year for them through their newsletters. So let me explain how that works.
Yeah, because I'm thinking,
I have a women online magazine client, right? And she's got an email distribution list of 20,000 emails. Her real estate agent, we sold a $15,000 banner ad for her her newsletter a year. They pay her $15,000. They repeat every year to be an advertiser because her email list is 20,000 people. The PNC Bank is advertising on her newsletter for $10,000 a year. Every year, that's 3 years, she's made $30,000 on her email newsletter because you need to find strategic partners that want your target audience of those readers of your newsletter. So there's two things I'm pointing out. You need to build your list. People will pay you if you have a huge email database list.
Okay.
They will pay you to advertise on your email newsletter.
Okay, so it's the people, and I'm sort of breaking it down even more simply for those who haven't got the concept yet. So if you reach people that somebody else wants to reach, you have a property that could bring in some revenue.
So that's your other cash flow stream to your business. Many people are losing that cash flow stream. They're not using that email newsletter to generate additional cash flow in their business.
Ah, gold mine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Boy, people will just take that one tip and start thinking, whoa, that's valuable.
So here's the other valuable tip. A lot of people are using email newsletters, but they don't know to use the analytics, which is the click-through report. We recently did a newsletter for a travel agency. We showed her how to use the click-through reports that you have. That was her sales funnel. She got 8 new customers for her travel business from just following up with the click-through reports.
Now, okay, a lot of the listeners, a lot of my clients are creative. Let's say systems are a little loose, and if I were to come along and say analytics and numbers and data and research, I could see shutters looking at me. Mm-hmm. It makes me shudder sometimes. So how can I, what's the convincing factor for, and how can we make that simpler for somebody to deal with analytics?
So how it, this is funny, Zoet, because a lot of them aren't analytical, but really it's all about measuring and metrics in a business. You got in business to make money. If you are not looking at your analytics, that is your key area of revenue stream. And so we educate our clients on how to look at the email newsletters going out and the analytics. We see too many businesses sending an email without looking at the analytics of whether it's a bounce back report, an open report, or a click through report.
Okay. So but, so do those analytics though help me figure out what to write, or do they help me figure out?
No, they help you to make those calls. Your analytics basically say these are the 10 people that clicked on this article. They're interested. Let's use the hair salon newsletter we just did.
Okay.
We had an article about a massage, a new massage offer. That massage person knew to follow up with the people that clicked on that article to get her new customers in for the massages.
Hmm.
She can actually see who was interested in that special offer to follow up with.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
That's valuable.
Wow. So that's
yes.
more than just a number.
Right.
Cool. Okay.
The other key tip is building your list. I mentioned 20,000 emails, why that's valuable. A lot of people aren't using Facebook, join my mailing list, that then it attaches to your email service provider. They need to have a join my mailing list so people opt in on Facebook on their business page to go into their email newsletters.
Okay, that one I didn't know.
Yes. The other thing that a lot of people don't know is opt-ins on their website. So people opt in to get your newsletter. You have to have an opt-in feature on your newsletter. That's really important to building your list.
Okay. So those sound like pretty simple things to implement. You just need to go do it.
The other thing I want to share with a lot of business owners that are just small and just starting out that are listening, I want you to start with MailChimp. There's different services in email marketing. There's MailChimp, which is free. There's Constant Contact, which is reasonable, and Constant Contact is based on the amount of emails you have.
Okay.
So if I've got 20,000, I might pay 80 a month. If I've only got 5, I pay 30 a month.
Okay.
And then there's Infusionsoft, which is the
big
Cadillac.
Yep.
Now that is for what I call the really, really big companies that really, really do what I call like drip marketing, that kind of thing.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is there's all different levels of email marketing service providers, AWeber. We are familiar with all of the email providers. But the next step is setting up your template in your newsletter and just writing really good content of value. Content is king to getting people to open and the subject line.
Is there a cachet? Is there an image? Is there a brand image to your business based on the email system that you use? And I ask that question thinking, okay, if somebody, if I'm trying to look like a real business and somebody opens my email and they see MailChimp on the bottom, they go, okay, they're using some free service. I know sometimes I've scrolled down to the bottom of people of emails and I see Infusionsoft at the bottom and I go, whoa, their business must really be doing well, or they must really be at a certain level, because I know Infusionsoft is not an easy system or a cheap system or an inexpensive system.
Mm-hmm.
And so is there a branding issue with the mail service you use?
I find that I would say 80% of the emails I get are Constant Contact.
Okay.
And there's several reasons why.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I find is surveys. A lot of people like to do surveys for their business, and Constant Contact has a really nice survey tool in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not, by any chance, by the way, on the
we're not promoting either one.
But I know these are things that are come up. And
the other thing I find so often I see across my computer, people are not using the social share tool that's in email marketing newsletters, they need to include the social share tool, because then your e-newsletter can be shared on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Your e-newsletter then becomes more than an email in an inbox. It becomes viral. The world can see your message.
So social share, then,
tool.
Are the buttons.
The buttons at the top of the
okay.
email newsletter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
Okay.
You must have those, and so many people are missing out on that opportunity to take their message, spread the word virally.
Okay. So we got a little more time to share a couple other tips if you want to without giving everything away.
Sure.
So what are the suggestions for email marketing that makes our email more
effective?
I think
the other thing that's really, really important is mobile friendly. You need to send up your email marketing templates in a mobile format, what's called mobile friendly. Most people I find now with their cell phones and smartphones are reading your newsletters via mobile, and your format must be formatted in a mobile friendly format.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what have you got? What story? Have you got a story to tell about how you came to realize all of these tips, or how, what was it in your business or in your marketing that you started to realize the value of email marketing, to realize how to integrate a lot of these tips into your work, into your business?
I think the most important thing is when you have a customer and you're doing all that, which we do all of our clients' email newsletters, we see opportunities that they don't see. And so what we do is we're like, wow, did you realize you can make this extra money by having advertisers, as an example? Or do you realize that you can get customers? We get really passionate and excited when we see opportunities that our clients can't see because they don't know what they don't know. So our job is to take this idea of getting the word out, but doing it smarter, not harder, and at the same time generating revenue for their business.
Okay. Is there a way, and this may be getting into your secret, so just tell me that you're like, I'd rather not talk about that. That's fine. Is there a way to convert, say you've got, I don't know, say you've got 10,000 people on Facebook who are your friends, and I'll put that in quotes, but you have a small email list. Is there a way to cross that traffic so that you can grow your email list based on your Facebook likes or your LinkedIn posts?
That's
or whatever.
That's a great, great comment. So here's what I recommend is on your Facebook or LinkedIn, you do a post that says, would you like some great content, some great offers? Join my mailing list and put a link to your opt-in on your website.
Okay.
I see so many people don't have a call to action to join their mailing list and don't make it easy. You need to put a Facebook post out to all my Facebook friends. If you would like to get my next monthly newsletter, please opt in and we will share with you any coupons, any offers, any great tips, content. So make sure you include the link on your Facebook post to join my mailing list and get great content of value for your business. So that's important.
And I'm going to assume, which I know what that means for many people in the corporate world, I'm picturing, as you're talking, I'm picturing my website. And somewhere on that website, and it's pretty much at the top, but is the actual join my list, you know, to collect the name, to collect the email address. So I'm assuming that in my Facebook post, I could lead people to my website, but from the seminars I've been to, that's yet one more step before they get to the newsletter opt-in. In other words, you get to the website, you got to look for the newsletter opt-in, and then go in there. Would I assume that we would actually want to post the link to the actual little box that says, fill in my email and my name, which is a different link from going to the website.
That's correct. It's your opt-in link is where you want to drive them to.
I hope people got that because you're not seeing us, but we're kind of nodding at each other.
Yes, the opt-in link is where you want to drive them.
Yeah, I wanted to specify that.
Yes.
So tell folks again or once again, what do you do to help me make my email marketing effective? And then how do people reach you?
So how we work with you is we, first of all, work with our customers like yourself. We would say, what is your business? What is your core business? What is the message that you want to get out? Can we help you write the content?
Mm.
Can we help you distribute it? That's another huge part of it, is we know where to distribute your newsletters. So on LinkedIn, there's interest groups. This is huge, whoever's listening on this call. You need to know to share your email newsletter on, say, 25 LinkedIn interest groups that are your target market area.
Oh, my God.
So if my target market is women, I know there's 25 women LinkedIn groups. So that is huge that people don't leverage their email newsletters through LinkedIn interest groups to their target audience.
Interesting.
So we educate them on how to spread the word to mass people so that they can generate more customers by getting their word out.
Whoa. You're right. Yet more money left on the table.
More money left on the table. These are why we're writing these books.
All right.
And our next book coming out is on...
I was about to ask.
40 tips and ideas and advice. Writing tips. We have a social media tip. Sandra Yancey, in fact, just awarded me the 2014 here in Dallas at the eWomen Network Conference Social Media Community Connector for 2014. She said she sees me marketing and promoting women all over social media and gave me the award. What an honor
Woo-hoo!
It was. So our next third book is going to be 40 Tips on Social Media.
Okay.
And the fourth book we're working on right now, which will be done soon, is 40 PR Tips. We have a 100% track record on getting businesses in front of TV, radio, and print. You can read millions of people like on your radio show. Think about the if more and more women and business owners were getting their message out through like you, through radio.
Yep.
And so we help them with writing, distributing the press release, and more. So how you can reach us is on Facebook. Like us on Facebook, The Strategic Connectors. My email address is amy@thestrategicconnectors.com. Phone 513-403-0301. We'd love to help you generate more clients and more revenue through our book, 40 Email Marketing Tips, Ideas, and Advice. And our book is only $13.
And did you hear that, people? Four books, and it's less than a year. Get there, get your ideas in action. Oh, my gosh. Amy, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. This has been awesome.
And from a distance, Colleen, thank you. She's nodding her head. So, once again, great tips, great experts here on Idea Success with Sylvia. I'm Sylvia Henderson, your host. You can reach me at ideasuccessnetwork.com, where I have a way for you to get your tips and best practices on how you can implement your ideas. And stay tuned for our next episode of Idea Success with Sylvia on the eWomen Radio Network. Until next time, same dot channel, same dot time.
All right. Wow. There's nothing like sitting back listening to yourself. So we're back live now. Amy, and I don't know, Colleen, do I have you also?
Yeah, hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Well, there's one thing about listening to yourself. You hear words that you say over and over and over again, and you go, oh, my gosh, I've got to stop saying that.
Yeah.
So now that we've heard and now that we've given listeners some great tips on email marketing and on getting your book written, where would you like to take this in the next few minutes? What's really important for you to get to message out to listeners about what we covered?
Well, there's a couple things, Sylvia, Amy here.
Cool.
First of all, I find a lot of people need to know where to start with their context. So say they're networking and where to put those emails. I really like putting all of my contacts into Gmail under contacts. If you go to your inbox in Gmail, there's an arrow down and you'll see contacts. What's nice with that is that way they sync to your smartphones and your mobile devices, And what I like is then you can export them into Excel and then upload them into your email newsletters. And that's something we did not cover on this interview, but it's where to start. Like, some people might put them in an Excel spreadsheet. The downside of putting them in an Excel spreadsheet is they're not syncing with your phone. So it's like you're doing rework and you're doing double the work. So we really recommend to start by putting all of your contacts under contact under Gmail. And then you can also create folders by target market. So say if I wanted to target Phoenix, Arizona, or target Charlotte, I could create folders by target markets of who I met in what cities.
The other thing I like about that suggestion, and I happen to be a Google user my entire back office just about, so I'm in trouble if they ever change. So I agree with that. The thing I like about that is it's accessible everywhere. So whether you're inputting it into your lists, or whether you're traveling and you need to reach somebody, I mean, I can get to that info everywhere. So I like that.
And the other reason I like it is, like, if you're working with more than one person, like Colleen and I work together, we can give what's called access. So she can access my contacts, I can access her contacts. So if you're doing a collaborative partnership, you can give people rights or access to those contacts, which is also very nice.
Cool. Okay. And does that, well, okay, the fact that it exports to Excel spreadsheet means that you
right.
can then import it into whatever email service you use, newsletter service you use.
Right. And the other thing I want to comment that we didn't talk about in the interview is obviously I'm managing director, executive managing director for eWomen Cincinnati and eWomen Columbus chapter. I've been with eWomen for 6 years. I'm a raving fan of eWomen Network Radio and eWomen and what they're doing. But I do want to mention they have the eWomen Network Publishing Division. So if you are thinking of a book, make sure you consider that as a resource as well. And Ruby is great working. And, of course, they've helped thousands of our members publish, best-selling books. So also don't forget we have a whole publishing division at eWomen Network to help you, too, for that book.
Great. Are there any tips? So talk about, let's bring it up to date. You had great tips for email marketing, and so I want listeners to get that. How about some of the other books? And some of the other, are there other books, other tips that you'd like to share that are?
This is the biggest tip we could give is what's called repurposing the content. So you do your newsletter, and you've got these articles. Repurpose them. Repurpose them as a post on social media. Repurpose them possibly as a media story. What we're going to talk about in our tour in 24 cities on PR is the importance to reach more larger audience through TV, print, and radio. And what we say to people like you and other business owners is all of us have a marketing plan, but none of us think about a media plan for 2015. So what we're going to do is go to each city and help them come up with their 8 stories a year for their media plan and we know what TV producers like to hear. They like to hear about trends in the business. They like to hear like a big event you've got coming on in that city. So we're going to help them with what we know the TV audience or the TV producers want on their shows and then share with them how to come up with their 8 stories for their business that could then reach, say, 80,000 readers in a newspaper or 1 million viewers on TV. And that's really what we love is how to write the PR media release, how to distribute it and to who in that city, and then how to pitch the story. And then once your story lands on TV, so many people don't think to share it then that link on social media or to buy that video. Because TV, they don't keep those videos online. So people need to know to buy that TV segment if they do get TV exposure. And we walk them through all of this in our 24-city PR tour we're doing this year.
2 questions about that. How do people find out about the tour? You said it at the beginning,
so
but I believe in repeating.
The tour, we have a special offer right now. It's $250 if 2 people come, bring a friend. And it's on our website at thestrategicconnectors.com under PR 2015 tour. And it walks you through about 10 of those cities we're doing in the first quarter of the year. So we'll be all over. We love to do training workshops and and help people get new customers, because we know from being Pitch Perfect that our customers say it is generating new customers by getting in front of TV or print or radio. So we just want to serve people on how to get more business and generate more revenue through that.
So in repurposing our information, our material, won't people get sick? I'm playing devil's advocate here. Won't people get sick of seeing the same content?
Well, they'll see it in different places. A lot of people don't open the email inboxes, so they might see it on, say, LinkedIn, or they might see it on Twitter, or they might have somebody retweet that comment on Twitter that they wouldn't see in an inbox. So that's what we mean by repurposing. Everybody's looking in different areas. You might be looking on Instagram. You might be looking on Twitter more than somebody like that. A lot of people don't like their inbox anymore because it's getting too busy and too full. So I'm seeing a lot more activity, for example, with Twitter.
You can also repurpose it in different ways, Sylvia, by saying it a different way, so you're not, you know, regurgitating it the same way, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I was trying to play it a little bit there so that people who didn't quite get it could hear what
right.
you just said. Now, this is what I remember to be the Oprah effect. So talk to this for a couple minutes. Once you've gotten people publicity, or once people have gotten their publicity and been on media, do you help them with the back-end infrastructure too? Because now somebody sees me and they suddenly are interested in my product or my service and they click on something and I don't have anything. So how do you help us set up the back-end?
Go ahead, Colleen. So we just had a client, let's use this one. We had a catering client, and we brought her on. She has her own catering business, and it was around the holidays, and they wanted us to bring in a holiday recipe. Well, from that story segment she did, now she's a regular guest as, like, their chef extraordinaire for a local TV station because of that. What we did is they asked us to bring in somebody, and we looked at our eWomen network and who was a caterer, and then we looked at who had the right energy for TV, because a lot of people are not comfortable. So one of the things we train them on is being comfortable in front of TV, and we knew her energy, she'd be a rock star. A lot of people, we would never put them unless we knew that they were really ready for that TV segment, if that helps. And so we really coach them and train them of how to be comfortable in front of the cameras.
And then what to do afterwards. That's where I was going.
Are you talking about, like, the link for this show, like how they get the word out about that? Is that what you mean, Sylvia? Like,
no, and I don't want to go too in-depth with this, but, okay, once I'm on TV and people see, oh, my gosh, she can help me get my ideas out, and I go, and they want to, you know, they click on learn more about Sylvia or get Sylvia's material, but Sylvia doesn't have her material set up. So that's what I mean by the back infrastructure. You help folks with, once people see you, now what do you do?
We offer coaching to clients if they want to go further, that step further. We offer coaching packages with clients so that we can help them with that part of the service if that's what they want. It depends how far they want to go with us, yes.
Okay. I just think it's important for listeners who have this great idea for, ooh, I'm going to be a best-selling author or something, and I'm gonna get PR and get out there and be seen and get my idea out. But then, you know, what happened with many Oprah authors was all of a sudden they got seen, but then they couldn't handle what happened afterwards. So that's all I wanted listeners to think about, the aftermath also.
Mm-hmm. Right. There's a couple other sources, too, that we really didn't share. There's HARO, which is HARO, Help a Reporter Out. That's a good resource that we share a lot with people. We've also helped a number of our clients, like Huffington Post. We get them in Huffington Post. That's a good one because it's got a lot of followers. So we also, and not only just the local, but the national media outlets. It's really important.
Great. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, even though I didn't want to, this wasn't about book publishing per se for today, it's sort of about getting your message out in many ways, but I wanted to touch on what you've managed to accomplish with multiple books in a short amount of time, And sort of what I said in the interview while at the conference is some of our listeners are sitting here with this great idea for a book, and they've been sitting on it for 2 and 3 years. Go maybe a couple of steps more into why. Why have these cool books, you know, that are physical books, and sort of what we can do with these in order to help us market ourselves?
Well, I think one of the reasons we developed it was because we find that people, they don't want to read we do the tips book because it's a quick read. People are, short on time these days to read a big novel, and we wanted to make it pretty much a KISS principle, keep it simple, stupid, so that it was really kind of easy-peasy, you know, in the way of reading 40 tips on email, for example, or 40 PR tips. We didn't want to make it like a novel. We wanted to make it
But if people want to do it themselves, Sylvia, it's all about sitting down and making the plan and just doing it. You have to sit down and make that goal. If that's the goal you want to do, then it's about sitting down and making the time to do it and just knocking it out. And it sounds simple, but that's what you have to do. You have to make that at a time and make it happen.
Oh, you just said the key word, make a plan. That's my world. People.
Yeah, that's what we did. We did a vision board back in January last year together, and we said we're going to author books, we're going to speak, we're going to do this. And that vision board just really made it clear to us, and we just made it happen just from coming up with what we wanted to do, what our vision was. So having a vision is really, really key to getting it done.
Just like you point out to people other things that they don't see with their email marketing, with their marketing opportunities. I just wanted to mention, I said I was going to add on a couple of comments. I wanted to mention a couple of things I found have worked for me also, especially in the small book category. Years ago, I met a woman named Paulette Ensign. She's out in California, and she has an empire called Tips Booklets. It's tipsbooklets.com, I think it's still the email. And so that was my introduction to tips. And it's it looks slightly different from yours. It's more of it's like folding a piece of paper into thirds, like a brochure, that you can stick a tips booklet in your pocket, or men can anyway. And so that started me on tips, and it was a great way to just, you know, net out some of my content to be able to have something physical to give people. There's another company I got attuned to at National Speakers Association called Mini Books, MINIBUKS. I don't know if it's the Swedish company or not. They do small booklets. And again, the value of that, as with your tips books, is you've got something that didn't take forever to create. And I use a lot of mine as expensive business cards, really. Instead, at networking events, people don't throw away booklets. People don't throw away CDs. They used to do free CDs when they throw away business cards. You want to talk to using your books in other ways other than just making money?
Yes. Yeah, so we use them as gifts, giveaways, that kind of thing. That's one way to use books. I see that a lot with speakers. When they're speaking, they'll gift a book. So I don't know, Colleen, you want to chime in anytime on any other thoughts?
Well, we give away a lot at our eWomen network meetings. If we have a table or a special raffle or something, we'll give away a book there. We often give them away to the speakers that come in. We'll donate one to them, different things like that. That's we give away books that way, too. And for our PR series, we're working on something special, which we can't share right now, but we're going to be giving away.
All right.
which will be nice. We'll give away also to share the tips that way.
Great.
The other thing I want to mention that we're going to be giving away is at this tour, we're going to be giving a CD product of all the lists of TV, radio, and print media contacts. As you know and can imagine, That is a big job. We maintain all those. Many people, what I find, think they have to call the anchor. Well, it's really TV producer and who you've got to sell your story to. So that list of all those contacts in each city, it's going to be really valuable.
Wow. Yeah, that is. One other item that came to my mind with books is once you've created your book, you've got the electronic copy of your words as well as the physical copy once you've found a printer to print it. And like you said, you use instantpublisher.com. I've used, like I said, mini books. I've used CreateSpace, and then I've used my local printer for physical books. But you've got the electronic copy, too. So that's a great free download, like you just said, Colleen, or pieces of it in order to tease people to something bigger later. So all kinds of ways. That's a whole program in itself, I'm sure.
Exactly.
So we've got probably, according to my studio display, we've got about 7 minutes, if I'm safe, for the rest of the program. What's like the most important thing, most important message, either one of you or you both want to leave listeners with anything you're doing?
I think one of the most important messages of what we're doing is this PR tour. I just want to help people work smarter, not harder, Colleen and I, through this PR tour. Is we know that your email list might not be as big as getting that message out in front of TV, print, and radio, 80,000 million viewers. We want to teach people to work. Your time is so valuable, and your energy, and where you send your energy is what grows. And we would like people to see that a media plan of those 8 stories, getting those out every year, is so important. I just think it's so overlooked. They do a marketing plan, but they're really not thinking about their media. And I think that's probably one of the most important messages is to understand it's so important media plan and get your PR stories written. And I bet you anything, if you did a round of hands on on your computer to show how many
the importance
of having a media kit. We find when we do a show of hands, many don't even know what is included in the media kit. They don't have a media kit. So when the press does call, they are not prepared.
All right, Colleen, do you want to...
Well, taking it a step further, for the PR workshop tour, we're going to be helping people actually with the writing part of their press releases and the content. And I think that today a lot of people can overlook the importance of correct writing and trying to send out and look professional in their writing. And I still think that that's a really important part of business today. And so in our workshop, we are going to focus and help people write those press releases, make them as perfect as possible, but write in their voice. We're going to stick and help them write in their voice because that's important and get it out to the media and help them with that. And I think that's one thing that I like to strive in and help people with.
And to me, go ahead. I was going to say, to me, that's huge for many reasons. But number one, writing, the writing skill, period, whether it's content, whether it's technical, whether it's marketing, in this day and age of thumb typing on mobile devices, writing full sentences and writing them correctly is sorely lacking. But the other thing that I struggle with, and I'm sure many other folks do, is I'm a good content writer. I can write, I can write my content to teach you something. Marketing copy, appealing to your emotions, getting you to actually click on a button, I need help with that because I am not a persuasive writer. I'm an informational writer. And so people really need to understand that difference and know that they need to do some persuading rather than, quote, just content. when you're trying to get people to pay attention.
Right. That's a great example.
Yeah. And I also think it's really the other important message is there's nothing easy and peasy about publicity. As far as pitching the story, like that's what we're really good at, and we try to teach them how to pitch because you usually only have 30 seconds to a minute to talk to a TV producer. You have to really sell the story of why to be on air. So it's really, really important, the ability to pitch and sell your story. And that's, you know, why write it if you can't sell it? It's that kind of a thing. So people have to be able to pitch the story, too, and sell it to the media.
How long is this workshop?
It's 5 hours, 10 to 3 in every city, 5 hours.
And one more time, let's let folks know, A, how to reach you, and B, how to find out about the tour.
Just go to our website, thestrategicconnectors.com, and all the workshops are listed on our website, or and like us on Facebook at The Strategic Connectors.
Excellent.
And call us 513-403-0301. Or you could email us, Colleen at thestrategicconnectors.com or Amy at thestrategicconnectors.com. And thank you so much, Sylvia, for having us on your show today.
Well, and that thanks goes back at you because we finally did it. I know I've been a little remiss in timing, but you know, I remember the energy we had at the conference, and I was hoping that we would be talking live too today. So I'm thrilled, both of you.
Thanks very much.
All right. And so with that, I have probably an ending thing I have to do for the network, and we will be out of time. So you guys take care, and I'm going to the website because I want to see how close you're going to be to Washington, D.C.
Okay, we'll be there.
Okay, we've got a really good Active eWomen Network chapter here, too, to make sure that get the word out.
We love Carol Plummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out. All right.
All right.
You guys take care.
Thanks.
You know those money-making ideas in your head that keep you awake at night and your life-changing thoughts in the shower that dry up after you dry off? Well, it's time to get them out of your head and into action with Sylvia Henderson and IdeaSuccessNetwork.com. Aren't you tired of having all those ideas, dreaming your dreams, setting goal after goal, and putting out intentions, yet still facing challenges to be fully in action? It's time to turn your dreams into dollars, your concepts into cash, and your ideas into income and impact. Enter your name and email address at IdeaSuccessNetwork.com to get tips and strategies for implementing your ideas with Sylvia's Idea Success Notes. You'll also get a bonus thank you gift for doing so. Don't waste another minute. Go to IdeaSuccessNetwork.com now and get your Idea Success Notes for moving your ideas to action.
That wraps up another hour of Ideas Success with Sylvia, with information and inspiration to turn your dreams into dollars, your concepts into cash, and your ideas into income and impact. Join me next week, same dot time, same dot channel, same dot number, for another episode of Ideas Success with Sylvia.